Ellen is using cross-country sticks to walk around the mountains of campus. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Ellen is walking around campus here in Campo, California, walking around the mountains with cross-country ski poles. Now, have you ever seen anything so silly? Here she is, a grown lady with grandchildren, her children all doing well, and here she is, the CEO of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy and the Absolute Monastery and the Church of God Unlimited and all these wonderful things. And here she is in her shorts and her light shirt and her walking shoes, and she's walking up and down the mountain paths of the Absolute Monastery, having the time of her life using ski poles. Ski poles like this are used by cross-country skiers as they push themselves across the plains and the slopes of Switzerland. Cross-country skiing is for people who are not necessarily interested in steep skiing or active hill skiing or skiing that takes a lot of skill. It's for people who want to enjoy a happy outing, a happy expression. Now, Ellen tells me that when years ago she had a home up in the mountains, along with her home in the city and so forth, and she would go to her mountain cabin, and she liked to go up there alone. And she didn't realize that she was a great meditator, but she was. And she went up to this mountain cabin, and she would take her skis and she would take her poles, and she would walk from one mountain to the other. She'd walk through the valleys, and she'd walk along the plains, and she'd walk up some gentle slopes, and she'd slide down some other gentle slopes. And she was more walking than skiing. But she said what happened to her was that the walk was one of the most beautiful meditations that she ever experienced. Because while she was walking, she had a rhythm about her walk, and her arms were moving in perfect harmony with her feet, and she was moving with no desire to speed and no desire to go slow, just the desire to move along. And as she moved along, her heart and mind were in harmony with the beautiful white snow, with the lovely pine trees all around, with the sky as crystal blue as anything could ever be. Very few clouds, but just the crystal blue sky, so magnificent, so lovely to see. And because it was late in the season, she could see crocus and rosebuds popping up through the snow here and there. And as she skied along, as she long-loafed, as it's called, as she did her cross-country skiing, she was in a meditative state. And she was at such peace with herself. All of the problems of the world just seemed to be somewhere else. All of the things that needed her attention were somewhere else. She was in her state of bliss, in her state of heaven, in her state of deep, beautiful meditation. And every thought that came to her mind was a loving, uplifting thought. She was in a state of unconditional bliss, unconditional love. So every thought that she thought was a loving thought. And she thought about her family, and she thought about her life, and she thought about the world in which she lived. And as she thought about these activities, she wrapped them in her unconditional love. And her cross-country skiing, her cross-country experiences, were ones of monumental meditation. Monumental meditation that had never been experienced by her before. Because she now was a more aware being. Some people like to say an advanced being, but she's just more aware. The more aware we are, the more advanced we are. The better mathematician you are, the more advanced mathematician you are. But that doesn't mean that you are an advanced mathematician. An advanced mathematician is way up in the ability to do mathematical things. An advanced musician, who says you're the best? Sometimes people start out being the very best. Mario Lanza, when he first started to sing, his voice was deep and resonant and lovely. And all his life he sang with that same beautiful voice, never realizing what a great and glorious gift that he had. He just gave it with all his love. You and I can do the same thing. You and I can look at our life and see where we are giving from our original purity and integrity, where we are living in our monumental meditation of love, unconditional love, for all the world and for all experiences that go around us. When you're ready for such an experience, perhaps you can go to the store and buy some ski poles, and take these ski poles and use them to walk across your valleys and mountains. Many people use them and as they walk in the mall, and they take their ski poles and they walk along through the mall area in the wintertime, in the summertime. It is said that when seniors are using ski poles to walk with, their balance is improved and their upper shoulders and their arms become stronger and more dynamic, more vibrant. What is it about the ski poles in your hands that sort of changes something about you? It truly, it does. The moment you put ski poles in your hand, you now feel you're in charge. They have gadgets that they sell. They have these devices that you can put into your house, and you can walk on this treadmill, and you can walk on this ski walk, and you can use the hand pieces as your ski poles, and you can walk along and do it. But Ingeborg loves to take two sticks and to walk back and forth around the property. And as she does this, it gives her a sense of balance and a sense of control. But she prefers her sticks to ski poles because the sticks she can drop if she chooses to do something, or she can pick them up, or she can have a little more control with them, whatever her feeling is. But what about you? And what about me? Can we go longlaufing? Can we go cross-country skiing in our own backyard? Can we take a couple of poles and walk around the countryside and feel like we are cross-country skiing? We really can. People have come to accept people walking with sticks in their hand because they have seen how happy these people are. They have seen their health improving. They have seen the people themselves feeling more confident and more wonderful as they're walking along with the pseudo ski poles. You too can do the same thing. You can take a couple of sticks and walk along, or you can buy yourself a couple of ski poles, and that's really getting professional, and walk along, and people say, "My goodness, are you going skiing?" "I sure am. I'm going cross-country skiing on my feet, and I'm walking along and just enjoying myself so wonderfully, and the ski poles lend me balance and give me the feeling of power and give me the feeling of purpose and direction. They really do quite nicely for me. I'm quite happy with them." So today you can consider for yourself, are you going to go in cross-country skiing? Are you going to go with a pair of sticks or ski poles and walk across your countryside, walk through your parks, walk through your mall, walk through your life in a very positive, dynamic way, and in unconditional love, look at everything you see and say, "Good, that's good. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, so wonderful. Oh, yes, I like that. I like me. 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 I like me." And then everywhere you go, you say, "I like me. I like me. I like me." And as you do this, your whole world turns into a bed of roses, and Soon you're smelling the fragrance of these wonderful roses, of the flowers you planted, of the I like me's you have put into motion for yourself. Gather up roses while you may, for the day has come for you to enjoy them more and more. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.